You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Now we see that there is a man the Bible regards to as being blessed. The man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or in the seat of the scornful, or in the path of sinners. This man delights in the word of God. He meditates day and night. However, I want you to note something about this man. Even though the Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, the conclusion gives us an indication to resolving a problem today. It says, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. That means that even though he was planted by the river's side, even though he does not walk in the counsel of sinners or in the way of sinners, planted by the rivers of water, and he delights in the things of God, he must still do something. There has to be something he is doing that God causes to prosper. This is very important today, because there's a tendency when you listen to a lot of preachers that it seems what they are suggesting is that you just need to go and give money to a man of God and then you will be rich. That is not true. In fact, when it comes to giving, it is not only ministry or men of God. Giving to the poor, giving to people who are in need, giving to your parents, or taking care of your family is part of giving. If your family, if your children's school fees are not paid, but you are giving money to a church or to a ministry, I'm telling you, you are being foolish. Taking care of your children also is part of giving. But I want to even emphasize that this man, the Bible says, whatsoever he does shall prosper. Whatsoever he does shall prosper. Do you know that I've seen people, they read the Bible, they are like this man. They do not have anything to do with sin. They delight themselves in God. I know a brother some years ago, this brother is so prayerful. He can pray 5 hours. He will go to any mountain. He visited many of these popular preachers seeking breakthrough. When I spoke with him, I said, but you refuse to walk. Why are you seeking breakthrough? Why do you think that there are some witches, there are some power against your life? When you refuse to walk, he was living like a beggar until this brother finally decided to walk. As soon as he began to walk, you won't believe. This is a true life story. This is somebody that I know very well. The Lord began to open things unto him. And all the suffering, all the begging suddenly ended. Brethren, there is a place to do something. There is a place to be engaged. Don't just sit down lazy. Just say that you are going to church, you are praying, you are sowing seed. No, the Bible says, even though you don't walk in the way of sinners, even though you delight yourself in the Lord, even though you are planted by the rivers of water, it is what you do that will prosper. May the Lord give you understanding and engage your hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.